Hello and welcome to On the Couch with M&M. M&M obviously for Maria and Manos.
This is where we go behind the scenes in real estate business ownership to give you great ideas and tips to help you create fun and profitable businesses so that you can live an extraordinary life.
Let's get started. Welcome to another episode of On the Couch with M&M. Thank you for joining us today on the second episode here at realestate.com.
Joining us again is Nigel Dalton, Head of Chief Inventor Technology.
It's a sensational
title.
It is the best.
I love your headgear at the moment for this episode. It's sensational.
Yep. I think we've got
last week we spoke about what's the most exciting changes happening in the real estate space, technology, virtual, what are the biggest disruptors and threats to our industry. In this week's episode, we're going to be talking about looking into the future, what would a real estate office look like? What should agencies do to position themselves in the forefront now, what they should be doing now? And if Nigel was to start a real estate office today, what would his focus be to get the best impact in the marketplace? So, hand it over to Nigel.
Where do you even start? What does the real estate agency of the future look like? That's a big question.
Yes.
Should we start with that one?
Yes, absolutely.
I get to travel a bit, so I get to see what's happening in the industry around the world. I was fascinated by going to London recently in the little suburb of Walthamstow. It's the forefront of the change in the British industry. Now, your Main Street residential real estate in the UK, it's a series of agencies with big, bright branding in their displays in the window. Some ways they're quite a long way behind us, but you've got eight. There's eight on the Main Street.
Okay.
One has split the coop.
Okay.
It's gone out of the Main Street up to the pub and the little village, the Whole Foods bakery and little cafes there, a little microbrewery is there, and they've moved into one of those places. Now, people go, oh, that'll be terrible for them. There's no foot traffic. People won't expect them to be there. They're going great guns because they've changed the context of their industry from being flogging rentals and flogging houses to being part of the lifestyle of that neighborhood.
Yeah, being part of the community.
This is one of the things we should never forget as we're going to a virtual world. Of course, I could build you a virtual reality real estate agency that's in the cloud. It would be the wrong place. Neighborhoods are vital. As a human part of our society, they're not going away. So that's the number one thing.
So shop fronts are not going away.
No. Now you need to multi-purpose with them. It's going to be the future. So a couple of famous agencies in London have cafes in their agencies. And that's a lovely thing because we all love a latte and a cappuccino. And I think that's a nice crossover. I think you'll see things like hairdressers line up with real estate agencies as well.
Okay.
A lot of conversations go on over the course you know, 10 minutes for him and I and 3 hours for you at the hairdresser.
Yeah, that's right.
The fancy hair.
How did you guess that?
And so I've got another crazy idea. This is 2025. Agencies are also going to have a nurse working for them.
A nurse?
A nurse.
Yeah.
Now, that's certainly something I haven't heard before. A nurse working for an agency.
So here's what we see. We do a lot of research. We see the aging of the population, and we see the growth in people wanting to stay at home in the 80s and 90s, but we've got things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, those kind of things. Families are all working now. There's not a family member able to go around. I've seen the technologies that do a great job of monitoring the health of someone, maybe a Parkinson's sufferer, a watch, a couple of scanners in the home, little network. But who's it going to report that to? What's needed in that future high-tech world is somebody who's in the neighborhood, who's central, is reliable.
Wow.
This is property management of the future.
Wow.
Includes the health of the residents living in those properties. This is not a charity. This is a business. You have a nurse in your office and a bike. They bike out to that place, check that mum's okay. That's a $100 fee. That's still way cheaper than getting an ambulance, a doctor or otherwise out there. Cup of tea. It's sort of back to the future, isn't it? But the neighborhood is still the central piece. Now, you will leverage all the clever stuff. You will have, you know, meetings in virtual reality using these kind of headsets. You'll have people able to work from home. You probably do today.
We do, yeah.
Flexible work is going to become incredibly valuable. People will really appreciate that. And you'll get some amazing staff members if you can employ them in school hours, for example. And tech makes that a lot simpler along the way.
It has already. It has already. Yeah, it's allowed mums to work their own hours from home. But you can only imagine what it will do in the future as it develops.
Just within our organisation,
smarter.
We have a lot of flexibility with the traditional 9 to 5 is no longer something that we have to follow.
No, we don't.
Of course, in real estate, you're working 7 days a week anyway, so some respite from that's probably not a bad thing.
No, yeah.
I also see an interesting future. Of course, we have a lot of very large agency groups in the Australian market, and we have a growing number of boutiques. This playing field will be leveled more. The competitive advantage of the big groups is their tech, their CRMs, their leads management, all those kind of things. And now those tools are going to become easier and easier for a small boutique to get going. So good news and bad news, you've got a great salesperson. They're probably going to be able to do a startup easier than ever before. Property managers in particular, put your arms around them, love them, because platforms like Airbnb are providing them with a way to compete back with a traditional agency with more tech than I can provide today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, the cost of entry to start a real estate office already has been diminished enormously, though the skill set to keep running a real estate office and wearing all the hats, that's where the difficulty is. So if someone, and we'd like to think that we're positioning ourselves to accommodate those two gaps and bringing them together. So you still got the low cost, the entry, the person who wants to provide that great service, but we're providing some, obviously, services to them to be able to manage those two and
to
bridge
that real estate
gap.
Business owner. Mm. So they're boutique, but they've got the support of someone.
Oh, I know. And just at the time, margins are getting squeezed sometimes by those boutique players doing a discount fee structure. Mm. You need to invest more and more in technology.
Yeah.
So let us do that for you. Yeah. You know, you've seen the lab, you've seen our place, you've seen our absolute obsession with technology.
Yeah.
It costs money.
It does.
It does.
It's huge.
It does.
I saw the Macquarie industry report from 2016-17 and it frightened me. You know, like 10% of Australian agencies who participated in that report planned to spend more than $40,000 in tech this year. Now 90% of saying, you know, I'm just going to maintain, I'll spend less than $40,000 on tech. And I know that's a lot of money for a small agency. Mm. It's not enough.
It's not. Is 40 enough? Probably not.
No, because we are now, we've got the Australian ecosystem of property. It's been noticed by the big players in the world as a great place to play.
Yeah. Mm. So can I ask you a question then, following up from that? We're not in competition with each other anymore. So real estate agents are not in competition with each other. We're not in competition with realestate.com.
Yeah.
Who are we in competition with today?
Well, so I think what's happened, I love the last 3 years, is we've started to go, actually, there's probably only really one customer here. It's the buyer and the seller, and how can we all serve them best? Agencies are the only way to serve them in the last mile in those neighbourhoods. We've got a tech platform. You know, the days 20 years ago where a consumer would open 5 tabs on a browser on a computer screen and look at this agency, that agency, that agency, and look at all their listings on their sites. That has gone. There's value in having a large list of all the market. That's kind of what we do. But it's been noticed. So what we're seeing
now. So who's
now,
coming into it?
Well, it's who's coming
into
it.
Well, a slice of the pie.
It's who's here already.
Who's
that
here
I always
already?
Say is
yeah.
the frightening bit. So Facebook are here at scale.
Yep.
So just go and look at Fairy Floss Real Estate. So
Fairy
it is
Floss.
A property management business built by one guy on the Facebook platform. Rentals, rooms for rent. I mean, we bought flatmates.com because we know that's a really vital part of the value stream of property in the future. We've got a direct competitor in a Facebook platform now. The Facebook marketplace has properties on it. You've got Google, who have their own agency in the United States called 10X. It's got $1 billion investment this week. That's all for new tech and expansion. So get ready for that coming here. They have an auction.com direct business. They have residential and they have commercial real estate on there. So Google have got 15,000 engineers. I've got 500. So for the last 20 years, our business has been about search, helping people search for a property. Now, the next 20 years, it's about match. So you're matchmakers. Real estate agents, great ones, are matchmakers.
Yeah.
Now, ours has been, we've been working very hard to find, you know, they have to look down the app or in the paper or wherever, searching, searching, searching. By 2025, they're going to wake up with a suggestion on their phone of three properties that might be good for them, or these two agents are the people they should consider in selling a property. Now, that might be on our app, but it will most certainly be on Facebook, Google. It'll be on
Amazon.
Yeah. You know, eBay own Gumtree, and they're a high-tech company as well. You're also seeing WeChat and Alibaba coming in from China.
WeChat,
yeah.
So everyone's talking about competitors in the real estate space, joining agencies, competing agencies within in the marketplace. But you've just got equal competition out there as well. So we're all going to be in that competitive space.
The fact is we all have a great deal at stake here.
Yes.
So I have a 16-year-old. I'd like him to have a job and leave home in the next 10 years. I'd love him to work in property. He's a nerd.
Is leave home the key element there?
They never leave home.
Maybe not.
Can I tell you? And what they do, they come back.
Yeah. But what? There has to be an industry for him to go and work in. And it has to be here and not in Mountain View.
Yes.
California.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
So we just can't let that happen. We do that by ensuring we each do our part. We focus on those time, trust, and transparency, those key core
Perfect.
Components. And we make tech that helps people out, so give you more time. Some of those things will be uncomfortable, you know, like agents are quite reluctant to put tours into virtual reality. They go, oh, but then they might not come and visit the OFI.
Old thinking, isn't
it? It's very backward. It's like saying the internet was going to stop people when you're putting photos up on the internet, people go into homes.
Yeah.
Never eventuated.
And it all moves so fast. So keeping up's hard. I mean, I'm wearing these at the moment.
So you've got to tell us about these.
This is one of my most precious things. This was Google's Glass. That was the most remarkable technology only 2 years ago. So it gives I haven't got the battery on, but it's like a heads-up display in a BMW with the speed and those kind of things. It gives you a 30-inch screen about 6 feet away with all your calls coming in and your text messages, and you can use it to take video of people. Mm. Now, that's gone. That's been and gone in 2 years, replaced by, nearly a $2,000 item.
Wow. Yeah.
You now can get a $100 item that does the videoing and the thing that the kids really wanted out of that. And this will be implants by 2025. You know, you'll have something in your neck and something in your eye, and the intermediate technology is here. You know, this is Microsoft's HoloLens that drops holograms around you.
Yeah, we put that on just earlier on. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
So, no question, the people who are advancing the technology are also interested in business. And if they Google what's the greatest business to be in the world, real estate is going to come in the top three on every search.
Wow. Well, that's good news.
That's very good
news. That's the best news we've heard all day.
It's way cheaper than oil exploration.
Yeah. So we're definitely not going to be not relevant. We will be more relevant than ever, but we have to embrace working with technology and, you know, having robots as part of our team. And
embracing
and really
change embracing rather change. Than fearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely. And that's not easy for people to do. You know, the average age in our industry is getting on. And I attend a lot of conferences, and the owners of the agencies are not of a generation that's natively comfortable with this stuff. Hand it over to the kids, do your succession planning, bring in the diverse people, and you'll remain relevant to the community and their property needs, which is likely to be much more around property management in the future than owning
and
in Australia.
And property management, as you mentioned earlier, will look differently to just servicing landlords and tenants. It will be the whole property management.
The community.
Mm. Yeah.
People's homes.
That's our
home
advantage.
Services.
Yeah, because if you just go straight out property management, Airbnb have got an amazing platform for doing that and a very big brand. They don't need to make money. You know, they lose $200 million a year, so they can invest against us.
Unbelievable.
And Australia loves Airbnb. So that's your standard you have to reach now.
That's
the service levels and reputation, you have to be better than them.
It is exciting times. No, I think...
Anything else that we haven't asked for or you would like to share with us?
Some people are pessimistic about the future. I'm a natural optimist. Comes with being a Kiwi,
We are too.
We are too.
And as long as we use this computer, and these cameras and these microphones, and we're better than average, great future in real estate.
Absolutely.
Perfectly
totally
said.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us, not only this episode, but last week's episode as well. And we look forward to continuing the conversation, continuing to see what it's innovative in the real estate space. And as we mentioned, don't be fearful of change. Embrace it. I think there's great opportunities for everyone.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
For coming by the lab.
Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to ask on the comments below. And if we can't answer them, we'll give Nigel a call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely.
Thanks,
on your amazing virtual reality headset.
That's it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us. Thank you.